fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the second day of February, year of our 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begun at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And yes, I am very proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag, gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day, I give this frequently because it is oh so important. That would be to read the following book. I'll give the title twice slowly. The title of the book is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And there you will find the protocols that I've been doing every day for 25 plus years that my deceased wife did not follow. That's how to not get cancer. So if you get the book, read the book, you will learn how to not get cancer. How about that? We have patient Wayne in Green with my friend Randy Parker. Randy is one of the people behind and one of the people helping organize and keep going on a steady track, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Give us an Upgrove update on Ken Upgrove, if you would, please.
Brother Ken went back into the hospital in Fayetteville about 2 days ago, and we haven't got an update on him. He's had some complications with his heart attack. He's had some kidney issues and bladder issues and some infections.
Right. Well, thanks for the update, and we'll be praying for Ken Upgrove that he is able to recover from this. All right. Well, Randy, your governor, Governor Huckabee, is standing in support of Texas, isn't she?
Yes. Yes. It's certainly a big mess there on the borders right now.
It is. I don't know. Has the state of Arkansas committed any highway patrol or National Guard that you know of?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm sure that they're working on that.
Yeah, it takes a while to decide who's going to go, who's going to pay for it, and everything. I know that Florida has sent Florida Highway Patrol troops there to help the people in Texas. There's a high likelihood that this whole thing is staged because Governor Abbott could have been doing what he's doing now 2.5, 3 years ago, actually, and didn't. He let this crisis or this matter become a true crisis of national stature, and now he's taking action. The whole thing may have been staged in order to get a different result, not the one we're looking for. But that doesn't make it any less of a real crisis, does it, Randy?
It does not. And the magnitude of the amount of people coming in, I think it's more than obvious that it was staged, or there are certainly some nefarious reasons why they're allowing it.
Well, some observers are saying it's not an invasion. Well, I'm not sure what they call an invasion, but we have paramilitary organizations, these drug cartels that have the training equipment protocols of a military unit. These cartels do. In fact, some of these cartels are probably superior than some military units in third world countries in terms of their capabilities that are behind this. We have tens of thousands, maybe millions at this point, of healthy young adult males of military age that clearly, from my observations, many of them have had military training. I like to point out the Chinese men standing around once they've been taken into custody, standing at parade rest. That would be their feet about a foot apart, their hands held behind their back. Men typically don't stand like that unless they've had military training, do they, Randy?
They do not.
No.
And there's all types of things like that that you can watch and see, and just the amount of different nationalities coming across has never been new in the southern border. So that also is obvious to us that there's an invasion going on.
Well, on the good side of this coin, the head of the Border Patrol Union that represents the men and women who work for the federal government Border Patrol, they stand in support of the state of Texas. I look at that as a good thing, don't you?
I do. The men working the borders, I'm sure that they are stressed beyond imagination, and I guarantee you that they see it as an invasion.
Of course they do. These Border Patrol agents, obviously they're Americans. They took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States. They have families, they have children and siblings and parents and so forth, spouses. And they're just as concerned about the country as any Texan is, aren't they?
They are. You know, there's a correct way to come into the United States. And I was talking to one of my daughters yesterday and explaining that, to become sympathetic to this magnitude of a problem is certainly not smart, but there's a correct way to become an American, and I support that. But what's going on right now can't be supported by any American.
Well, the correct way is to cross at one of the 28 ports of entry on the state of Texas border. There's no shortage of ports of entry where a person who has legal proper business to be in this country can enter the proper and legal way. There's no charge of those at all, is there?
There's not. And those type of people have always been welcomed. It's what's made America grow. And you can't fault someone for that, but what they're doing now is certainly not legal and not good for our country in any sort of imagination.
A good friend of mine and his wife, they escaped Czechoslovakia when it was still communist. They told their family, their friends, their employers that they were going on vacation. They vacationed at a country that bordered Italy. They crossed the international border at night with a suitcase in each hand. They spent a year in an Italian refugee camp going through all the paperwork necessary to legally come to the United States. They did it the right way. They did it the proper way. And that's what can and should be done by anybody who wants to enter this country, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, any country that we were to go to and try to pull something like this, you and I would still be in prison.
Well, it would be in a 8-by-8-foot concrete cell with a bare light bulb and maybe a mattress if we behaved ourselves, maybe or maybe not a blanket, and not very good food, and little chance of getting out of there, right?
Right, that's right. That's why it's so bizarre that our country would think that Americans would not see right through this.
Right. Well, regardless, people are concerned, especially people that live in the blue states on the East Coast and West Coast. They see their country, their states becoming more and more socialist, especially California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, a couple other places. And they've had enough. They're looking for a safe haven, and the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community near Harrison, Arkansas, it fits that description, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, we get calls from all over the country consistently, and people are scheduling their visits, and it's a wonderful place to come and reestablish life.
Well, folks that live on the East Coast and West Coast, often referred to where we live as flyover country, a place where they would never go unless they had some particular really strong reason to go there. But I like living in flyover country. We have freedom. We have the ability to do things that people are shocked. I talked to somebody in California not too long ago about how I could build a 100-home subdivision here in my neighborhood if I chose to, with no building permits, no inspections. Just go ahead and build it. And they can't build a 8-by-8-foot shed in their backyard for the lawnmower without building permits and inspections, can they?
They cannot. In many places, you can't even cut down a tree. We had a gentleman from up in one of the northern states, just simply wanted to make his view better and cut down a tree and was fined drastically for doing that.
Amazingly. Absolutely amazing. Well, here in the Ozarks, in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, we know that trees are a crop and a sustainable, perpetual crop. That a person, if they knew what they're doing, they could have a regular income from a stand of trees, couldn't they?
That's true. In fact, Dr. Leah, she's here with me. Her dad did that for a living for over 40 years. He was a forester, and certainly he looks at trees as crops for sure.
That's right. Well, here's we got a moment to do this. If you got 100 acres, split up into 10 acre parcels. Every year, you cut down 1 10-acre parcel of trees that are only 10 inches and larger. The next year, you move on to the next plot. The next year, by the time you get to the 10th year, you're back to the first plot, and the trees that were immature and not big enough to be cut, they're ready to be cut. And it's a pretty simple process that people that live in the Ozarks know that, don't they?
They do. In fact, Lee and I just had some walnuts harvested in a grove that allowed the smaller ones to get bigger.
That's right. We have, I don't know about Arkansas, but in Missouri we have 21 varieties of oak trees. Missouri was, before the white man came here, a pine tree state, but the pine trees were all cut down to make railroad ties and other things. And oaks took over, and oaks are probably the dominant tree in your area as well, aren't they?
They are, yes, sir.
Well, here's another helpful hint. Animals can eat acorns with no problem. Humans think of acorns as being poisonous. But if you take the acorns and soak them in clean drinking water for 24 hours, throw the water out, do that again for 24, throw it out, do it again for 24 hours. After they've soaked for 3 24-hour periods of time in clean drinking water, then the acorns become edible by human beings, don't they?
They do, and I've heard that they're good. I guess Leah would know this more than me, but they're good for different types of ailments.
Well, Leah, do you have any comments on what our acorns are good for, my dear?
Well, I know that any kind of nut is going to provide you with different types of minerals, and so if you're able to soak out anything that is poisonous, they would probably be really good roasted, I can tell you that.
Right, right. Well, yeah, it's a tannin is what people can't tolerate, and once your tannin is soaked out of it, you can make a grain with the acorns and make different things. I think you can even make bread with the acorn meal once you've gone through that process. Leah, yourself and probably several other men and women at the Arkhaven that have some knowledge about wild edibles, how to identify, harvest, and make use of them. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, and we've had a lady that teaches that come and do a foraging class for anyone that would like to know.
Very nice. I've done it here at my group. We had training every month for 8 years, and once a year we did the foraging thing. It was one of our more popular training efforts that we had. And the next most popular, believe it or not, was how to do suturing. But foraging wild edibles is something that's fun and could be a matter of life and death in a crisis, couldn't it, Leah?
Absolutely, it can. It pays. It's very beneficial and wise to know what's around you in case of a down situation.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, I'm always looking for updates on the community center. Where does it stand this week?
The community center, we just met last night on a call. We're moving the community and some acreage into a nonprofit, and we're very excited. We're hoping by spring or early summer that we'll actually be meeting inside of it.
Very nice. Well, it'll be spring, just a few months, so we're not too far away, are we?
We're not. Everyone's is very excited. This is our second community building, and we missed the one that we had, that we decided to switch gates from a front to a back to take pressure off of an existing road, and we're very excited. Right now, we've been meeting in homes and different things like that.
Well, you do what you got to do, but the community center is going to be a dramatic improvement in accessibility and having nice digs for those kinds of meetings, right?
It is. It allows us to create unity when you have 50, 60 families. It lends an opportunity for all types of things, and we're so looking forward to it.
Well, speaking of families, how many families live at Arkhaven full-time, Randy?
Well, we have over 100 landowners, neighbors is what we call them once you own land, but about half have transitioned. So I would say about 60 families, and some are transitioning with homes in Branson, some are in Harrison, and many are on the property. Most are on the property,
right,
either
right.
In RV parks. We have over 35, 40 homes already built or being built, and it's really getting lively. So a lot of people.
Outstanding. So just to put people's minds at ease, if you are looking at Arkhaven, you're not going to be down there by yourself. You're going to be in the company of 60 families or so that have already got to the point where they're living either on the property or nearby as their homes are being built. This is a very dynamic, growing community, isn't it, Randy?
It is. It's getting more lively, and just the surrounding area. The reason we called it an intentional neighborhood is we wanted to be part of the existing neighborhood.
That's right. Stand by.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Valentine's Day sale of energy cleaners begins immediately. It goes until midnight the 14th. This is what's going to be taking place with the sale. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hotline line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy and Leah, they are affiliated with the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a place where you can raise a family, a place where you can retire, a place where you can just flat enjoy life. Right, Randy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And beautiful place to live.
Leah, women have different concerns than men do in a number of areas. Women of childbearing age who have children have different concerns. Older women have different concerns. Help us address some of the concerns that women may have if they're considering making this move to Arkhaven, if you would, please.
Leah stepped out. She's getting ready to go to her office, but I can answer that for you.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah, most women want to know how close is a Walmart. They want to know about the homeschooling and dentist and medical facilities and just being able to get together for the camaraderie. And so we've made a list of all those things and places. And, you know, we're very close to Branson, Missouri, which is one of the top five vacation destinations in America. Everything you can imagine to do, from shopping to just having nice dinners out or whatever. And then you're also very close to the Buffalo River. And, of course, we're only 25 minutes for any type of facilities that a person might want as far as emergency facilities.
Okay. And healthcare is only a half-hour drive away, right?
That's right. You know, we also have our own dentists and doctors and nurses, and they're now gathering together and planning for the future, which I think is extremely important. We also have just started a special response team that we're meeting starting in March, and men and women for different things like poachers and wrecks and different things like that, that we can respond, first responders, if you would.
All right. Well, that's good to know. This community is a growing, vibrant community of men and women and children of all ages, isn't it?
It is. You know, people ask, you know, what ages are here? And we've actually had three newborns born on the property through midwives. And, of course, you don't have to do that. We don't want to make people feel like that there's not normal facilities. But a lot of the people that come here are already homeschooling. They're already doing that type of lifestyle. So it's really shaping up.
Yeah, the woman nearby who conducts the foraging classes, she when she has a baby, she just has it on the living room floor with a midwife present, and it just seems to work pretty good for them, and they have she has happy, healthy babies, and that's the way babies have been born for we don't know how long, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, one of my daughters is having our 11th grandchild, and she is going to be using a midwife, and we're excited about it.
Outstanding. Well, people can pick and choose. It's like a smorgasbord of choices that people can choose to participate or not participate. There's no mandatory participation in any of these events that take place at Arkhaven, are they?
They're not. You know, we want everyone to be the king of their own castle, the queen of their own home. No kings, but King Jesus. We don't do any encumbrances, but you can participate in community activities or not. It's totally up to you.
That's good to know. Well, Ken Uptegrove began this project more than half a century ago, didn't he?
He did. Brother Ken is amazing. He's 87 years old. And you know the unique thing about this, before this sickness came about or the heart attack came, you know, Brother Ken wasn't on any medicines at all. When you watched him, he looked very young and vibrant. But we just wanted him to see his dream and God's vision come to fruition. And I think we've accomplished that more than he could have ever dreamt and more than any of us could have ever dreamt. We've been blessed with so much, and we're so excited about what God's doing here.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, from my observation, and I've toured the Arkhaven down there, met the people, and it's truly God's blessing is on what's going on down there. Otherwise, something this beautiful and this nice couldn't be taking place, could it? Hold on, Randy. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get up to date on COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, you can do so at my website. More than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden. You take one look at this guy and say, yeah, there's a man who spent 30 years indoors. He's now saying that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are meant to kill and hurt people. This is a former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. It's a pretty short list of men and women all over the planet that have that level of qualification. Also on my website, we have the Valentine's Day sale of energy cleaners in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can place your order right there or at my website, or call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy Parker, and Randy, is Leah back with us?
No, sir. She's having to get ready to go to her office this morning.
Well, she's got work. She's got a busy lady. She's got things she has to do, so we'll just continue on without her. Typically it would be a couple that would visit there most of the time, would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, and you've done enough of these tours that you have learned to expect that the men have certain questions and the women have certain questions. That's become an expectation of yours, hasn't it?
It has. And, you know, we always ask for a couple of initial phone calls to where we can get a firm introduction, and we start the vetting process there. And once we get to a certain point and enough information has been given to where questions are satisfied, then we schedule a visit.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen different developments like this come and go. Typically, they're around for maybe a year or two, and then they evaporate. I was participating in one that I was lied to by the developer. The individual behind it ended up being prosecuted by the state of Missouri, and it was a mess. And that's not the case with Arkhaven. Arkhaven's been around for half a century. The men and women behind it, they know what they're doing. They know how to do it properly. When people buy a parcel there, tell us what kind of deed they get when they buy their parcel of land.
It is a fee simple warranty, general warranty deed, just like any other piece of property you buy. There's no encumbrances. We even give partial mineral rights. We do own our mineral rights, praise God.
Right,
but
right.
It's a standard deed that goes through a normal closing process, title insurance, title search, just what you would expect buying any other piece of property.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if there's any in your neighborhood, but I know in northwest Arkansas, there's a number of natural gas wells where people can harvest natural gas for their own use. Typically, they're not big enough for commercial use. Are you aware of any natural gas wells anywhere in the neighborhood?
Not yet, but we hear of new ones coming about in different parts of Arkansas. So that's something that, honestly, I'm looking forward to.
Well, the odds of a natural gas well being commercially viable are pretty slim, but having some natural gas for personal use would be a really great thing, wouldn't it?
Talking about redundancy, Brother John, that would be incredible.
It would be
incredible.
It would be. Well, we don't know that may ever happen. It's just at the moment, it's just a remote possibility, but something to keep in mind. Well, we've got, refresh your memory, is it 12 miles of roads that go through Arkhaven?
There are 12 miles of road right now, and those are constantly being worked on and tweaked to bring them to a standard. And that's probably one of the biggest tasks is getting that right and constantly manipulating that based on weather conditions and trying to stabilize them. We're even trying some new products that are used up in Montana and Wyoming, like Permazine, that you mix in with the soil and makes better roads. So we are doing some testing on some of that stuff.
Really? Well, I'd be interested in updates as your testing moves forward. I know in Missouri, most of our counties, the majority of them have a county commission who are often referred to as quote-unquote road judges, because one of their main jobs they do is to oversee the maintenance of the roads. And they meet once a week in the county courthouse, and once a week there's people that come there to complain about the status of the roads. That's really not much of an issue at Arkhaven, is it?
It's not. However, we would, I've learned how to build these roads correctly by watching the county. And, John, that's a good point. We need to attend those meetings just to stay up to date on those things.
Well, it's good to be on a first-name basis with county commissioners, the county office holders, the county sheriff, the county prosecutor. So if something comes up of a business nature, you're a known quantity. You're not some stranger they never heard of before. So being on a first-name basis with those individuals can be very, very helpful, Randy.
Yes, I would agree.
And this is not just for Randy. This is for everybody. I have some guests on my show and businessmen. I'm not going to mention any names, but they don't know who the county sheriff is. Never met them. They don't know who the office holders are in their community. Despite having a growing viable business of whatever it might be in the county they live in, these county officials, they're elected. They like to meet and greet their constituents. That's just part of being an elected official, isn't it, Randy?
It is. And we're starting to introduce ourselves and get to know all of those people more and more each day.
Something I would encourage Arkhaven to consider would be a picnic for all the first responders of your county. That would be the paramedics, the firemen, the sheriff's deputies, and of course the sheriff and the whoever's in charge of the volunteer fire department. A picnic where they can bring their families and children, enjoy some great food and maybe a little live entertainment to show appreciation for the first responders and get to know these men and women.
Yes, sir. I agree.
So, a growing community like Arkhaven is dynamic. When I say dynamic, there's lots of moving parts, and sometimes you may feel like you're trying to herd cats. Randy, would that be a fair statement?
Whew, that's an understatement, my friend. You know, I didn't really understand all the moving parts. You know, there's no owner's manual to an intentional community to follow. And so mistakes are going to be made. You learn from those and move on. But the moving parts on something like this is overwhelming. You have to have a team of people for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the main thing, in my opinion, is that everybody shares common values, shares common goals, and has a attitude. Attitude is probably the biggest part of people getting along, isn't it?
It is. You know, when you have people coming from all walks of life, we're all coming out of the different city systems and Babylonian systems, so you have to learn how to create unity. And we have one of our mission statements is to be able to sit in a room and hear another person's beliefs, maybe their doctrine, without offense. And that gives an opportunity for understanding and continuity and synergy.
Absolutely. Well, you obviously have the right attitude, Randy. And Leah shares your attitude, I know, because we spend enough time for me to understand that she does share your attitude. And the vetting process is to ensure as best as possible that the people that are joining Arkhaven have a positive mental attitude, that they're on board with the goals and mission statement of Arkhaven, and that they'll be a contributing member. Right, Randy?
That's right. And, you know, our vetting process have gotten better as we've gained more knowledge on what it takes to be here. We share that knowledge, and that way there's no misunderstandings. We don't try to sell anything. And so that's for people that are calling and stuff like that. They don't have to worry about that. We want people to organically be led to come here and have a desire to come here. And through that vetting process, them vetting us vetting them, that's accomplished.
Well, you really, from my observation, you don't need to sell Arkhaven. Arkhaven sells itself. It really does.
Yes.
Your job is mainly to explain details so people are satisfied that their observations are accurate, their observations are correct, and that they can actually do this. It's moving 1,000 or 2,000 miles, leaving everything you know and understand and love and are familiar with. No matter what's motivating you, whether it's a new job or whatever it might be, it's a really huge undertaking to deal with emotionally, spiritually, logistically, financially. It's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we try to come alongside with people. We always share with them that we can be as involved as you want us to be or hands-off as you want us to be. We don't want to intrude, but at the same time, we want to share with people the assets that we have found in the area and the best ways of doing things, and then we leave it to them to make those decisions.
Absolutely. Well, it's a process, and the beginning point is go to my website, thelibertyman.com, go to the Arkhaven panel, read what's there, look at the photographs. If you like what you see, you like what you read, then contact Randy, and begin doing this process in earnest, right, Randy?
That's right. That's right. Feel free to call us and get on the website and find out as much information. I tell people when they call, they can ask anything they want. They're not going to offend us. We understand the dynamics of being able to reestablish life in different locations. And so feel free to ask what you'd like, ask the hard questions, ask the things that you think are going to be embarrassing. It doesn't bother us a bit.
Now, there's a newsletter people can sign up for. Tell us about the newsletter. How frequently is it published, for example?
Well, you can go to our website that's posted on thelibertyman.com, and you'll see that you can establish a newsletter. And Brother Ken and another person keeps it up to date. We probably send out a new one about bi-monthly right now.
Okay. And the telephone number, I'll give it twice slowly. Here it is, 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. And there's different shifts of men and women that man that telephone. And tell us the days and hours that telephone might be picked up.
Well, it's actually 7 days a week. We start answering the phone about 8:30, and we'll answer it as late as 8 o'clock at night sometimes. You can always leave a message, and we'll also respond very quickly to that.
So people building homes, it's their choice whether they want to live on-grid, live off-grid, or have a combination of on-grid and off-grid living. They can have a cabin similar to what Davy Crockett had 200 years ago with nothing except candles and maybe a wood-burning stove. Or they can have a home with all the latest and greatest amenities with central heat, central air, hot and cold running water, obviously, high-speed internet. It's really up to the individual what they want, isn't it?
It is indeed, and I can tell you that all of the above has been done.
Well, we mentioned, I know you're a busy guy. I work with a log cabin vendor that they custom build log cabin kits to the specs of the architect that wants the home built. And it's log homes. You live in a log home yourself. There's something very warm and cozy and comforting just to walk up to a log cabin or a log home, I should say. There's something about that. It gives a very solid, homey feeling, isn't there?
It does. And, you know, I'd never lived in one before, but I can tell you that we love our log home, and it's very well insulated. It looks amazing, and we're very pleased with it.
I lived in a log home built in the 1840s for a year while I was in college, and it was a comfortable place to live. And so that's just one option. And the one family, they're taking shipping containers and welding them together and reconfiguring them. If you hadn't told me these were shipping containers as we drove past them, I never would have guessed, Randy. I simply never would have guessed that these were reconfigured shipping containers, would I?
No, sir. No. And, you know, that is a very popular way of building now. We have another family that has made some little condos out of shipping containers for other people to rent while they're transitioning, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, and I've seen when I was in the Philippines at a speaking engagement there. I spoke to the home of the former Bank of the Philippines, president of the Bank of the Philippines. I saw families living in shipping containers that had holes cut out, no windows, just a hole where air could pass through, and a bare light bulb. And that was pretty primitive digs, to say the least. But we're not looking at third world accommodations. We're looking at a home that could be in a national publication that people would not be ashamed to bring anybody to, aren't we?
That's right. That's right. The home that you're referring to is absolutely stunning, with a gorgeous view on top of a mountainside. And that particular family's from New York City. They've never homesteaded before, but they are thriving. They have goats and chickens and guineas and sheep, and we're very proud of their progress.
Yes.
Well, good for them. I say good for them. And New York is a beautiful state. I've spent some time there, not a whole lot. But once you're away from the city, people of New York are just pretty normal, in case you don't know. And they drive pickup trucks and have guns. Once you're away from the city, they're pretty normal. But Ark Haven is a community. It's a growing, thriving community. I fully expect Ark Haven to be there 100 years in the future, because what's being put in place is permanent infrastructure, permanent, ongoing little government there for all you folks. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
I'm just saying
that cows too.
EaseOff LLC. 417-932-6419.
Company!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, this hour has flown by, and we covered a lot of territory as usual. Our job here on Friday mornings is to educate people, inform people, let them know that Ark Haven exists, let them know how to find out more about it, so that they in turn can do their own individual homework investigate and check out Arkhaven and move on from there. That's our job, isn't it, Randy?
It is. And thank you so much for hosting us, because we've gotten a lot of calls.
Well, we have a worldwide audience. I don't know if we had any inquiries from Europe, but we have folks in Europe that listen to us, folks in Australia, lots of Australians. I love Australia. And New Zealand, of course, many other countries all over the planet. And whatever time zone you're in, whatever country you're in, we have freedom in Arkansas. We have freedom in the United States, where you can legally and openly do things that are a high crime in many countries, such as legally owning machine guns, if you choose to. If you want to own an airplane and fly it someplace, you can do that. There's places in the world where owning a shortwave radio is a crime. And that's simply not the way it is here in the States or in Arkansas, is it?
It is not. In fact, we have a couple of guys who are wanting to get their own bush plane and have a little trip here as well.
That'd be handy. Maybe 20 hours of flight instruction in my official logbook and two or three times that much unofficially with the military and so forth. And so that would be a great thing to have, would be a landing strip there at Arkhaven. And with all the real estate there, that's certainly a very, very good possibility, isn't it?
It is. It is. We look forward to it.
That would be great. That would be great. And, all these things continue to move forward. Arkhaven is a great community, a great place to visit, a great place to build a home, a great place to build a life, raise a family, and eventually retire. Right, Randy?
It is. It is. And we welcome anyone to call and get your questions answered and come see us.
Absolutely. Well, we know people will do that. We look forward to having new people at Arkhaven. I look forward to my next visit down there. I can't say when it's going to be, probably near the end of winter at least. I also look forward to seeing the new community center and all the other new improvements since my wife and I were there a couple of months ago. Every time that my wife and I visit, we're going to see new and better things, aren't we?
You certainly are. We can't wait for your next visit.
It'll be great. Randy, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us. Have a great week. We'll visit with you next Friday, sir.
All right. You too. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Well, we got top of the hour break. We'll be back with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.